British Prime Minister Tony Blair said today that his government would take, quote, full account of Friday's report on Iraq to be delivered by UN Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix. With public opinion staunchly rising against Blair's march to war in Britain, Blair told MPs they were in danger of letting UN inspectors get sucked into what he called time-wasting game of, quote, hide-and-seek in Iraq. Meanwhile, the Pope's senior advisor arrived in Iraq today on a mission of peace. He conducted mass to an overflowing audience of both Muslims and Christians at St. Joseph's Cathedral in central Baghdad. FSRN reporter Jeremy Scahill files this report.
Cardinal Roger Echegaray, the senior advisor to Pope John Paul II, arrived in Baghdad today. He set on a peace mission. He met with the Iraqi Vice President Taha Yassin Ramadan. He'll also be meeting with the Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. Cardinal Echegaray presided over a mass today at St. Joseph's Cathedral in central Baghdad. The church was overflowing with hundreds of Iraqi Christians as well as Iraqi Muslims who came to see the cardinal. Many of them were clearly overjoyed to see his presence in Baghdad. But with the Muslim Eid holiday ending and the tensions rising in Baghdad, the service today at the cathedral at times weaved between the excitement of the papal call for peace and the nervous energy that is clear everywhere in Baghdad. At times the service resembled a sort of collective last rite being administered to Iraq's Christians. Now, the cardinal gave a statement at the beginning of the service in which he said, "Peace. Who doesn't talk about it today everywhere in the world without thinking about the huge threats that weigh on Iraq? Who does not desire peace? But how many among them think that it is still possible? How many truly want it with all their will?" Clearly a message of peace coming from the Vatican. Now, after the cardinal finished his prepared statement, he looked out at the congregation and he said in Arabic, "Salam, salam, peace, peace," and he repeated it again. This was met with boisterous applause and sustained chanting resembling an evangelical service. People clearly overjoyed to hear that message coming from Pope John Paul II's senior-most advisor. Now, the meeting with Saddam Hussein, the Iraqi president, will make Cardinal Roger Echegaray, the senior-most figure from the Western world, to meet with Saddam Hussein. This as the Bush administration continues its very overt threats. Now, as the cardinal is now in Baghdad, three of the last 4 days, the United States has bombed areas of southern Iraq. The United States continuing its policy of what it calls preemptive strikes, bombing Iraqi surface-to-surface missile areas, clearly an effort at trying to degrade Iraq's military capacity to defend against a southern invasion from U.S. forces. So despite the small degree of hope that the visit of Cardinal Echegaray is bringing to Iraq, it remains overshadowed by what is quickly becoming an imminent threat of war against Iraq. For Free Speech Radio News, this is Jeremy Scahill in Baghdad.